Notice how they use oxymorons, the denominalism that's in play here. The future is full of opportunity, screams the billboard ad in a bus station from HSBC Bank. Your DNA will be your data. Folks, it's coming very soon. For some of you, it's already here. They want your DNA to be your data. These artificial intelligence goons out there that are promoting this crap, they want us to give them our DNA. Now, I want to finish up this story from the UK here about why are these people dying with heart conditions? Well, I can answer that. No one else is going to attempt to answer it in regular media because they get kicked off the air. But here's the answer. What is it that is the primary side effect from young people taking the Pfizer gene-altering Franken-goo jab? Myocarditis, pericarditis, and other rare heart diseases and heart ailments, if you will, maladies. Now, there's something very special and dangerous about this. You suffer a cardiac event. Now, it can be treated, but your heart muscles will never recover. If damage is done, the damage is permanent. Now, of course, there are instances where medical devices like a stent or something like that, or maybe you could get a valve replacement if you're willing to have your chest cracked open and what have you. So there are things that can be done, but the damage done to the muscles is permanent. Data from the Public Health England shows that during the period from July to the last week in September, there were 9,619 excess deaths in England and Wales. Now, they're using year over year over year over year averages as the baseline. Acute and chronic respiratory infections were also up 3,416 with 3,416 more mentions on death certificates than expected since the start of July, while there have been 1,234 extra urinary system disease deaths, 324 with cirrhosis and liver disease, 1,905 with diabetes. Alarmingly, many of these conditions saw the biggest drops in diagnosis in 2020. They saw drops in diagnosis because people weren't allowed to go to the hospitals, as simple as that, because of the corona doom. A report released last week by the government detailing the direct and indirect health impacts of the shamdemic reported that there were an estimated 23 million fewer GP consultations, that's general practitioner consultations, in 2020 compared with 2019. Now, look, I'm not a fan of big corporate medicine, so I can look at this as a glass half full and go, like, well, that's probably a good thing. A lot less drugs were prescribed. That's not going to be the case now. Now you have an entire year, and the cardiac doctors are saying, we've never seen anything like this before, of the patients that are now coming in that they didn't see in 2020 and 2021. That they're now seeing, or in 2020, rather, now seen in 2021. A point of clarification, a doctor friend of the show says that these are cardiac events, but they are primarily driven by blood clots. Clotting that's not supposed to happen. What is the primary cause of blood clots in young people these days? Franken jabs. Diagnosis of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that's COPD, fell by 51%. Then they give all these statistics that, let me fast forward in the story just a moment here. Under the subheading, it feels like winter already. Gee, I wonder what could possibly bring on, wait for it, flu season in summer. Let me think. What major medical event that would have affected big majorities of the entire population occurred primarily before summer began? Let me noodle on that for just a moment. Hold on. Last winter, there was almost no RSV, that's respiratory syncytial virus, and pediatric intensive care was pretty much empty and could help us out. Now they're absolutely teeming, as are our emergency departments with adults and children with RSV infection. It feels like winter is already here rather than it's coming. It's worse this year than I think I remember at any point in the last 20 years. Hey, guess what, Doc? It's going to get worse. Data from the NHS England suggest that there are around 5 million people currently waiting to begin treatment. 5 million! You blokes in England better learn to start self-medicating, bro. you better take an online course in doctoring, because you're going to have to do this on your own. They'll never catch up with that backlog. No way. Not under that. Trust me, as someone that had to go to an ER in Cambridge, England in 2018, you ain't getting in to see a doctor. And I was bleeding. Elective operations fell by 3.5 million from March 2020 and February 2021 as the NHS prioritized the corona doom care. So in other words, you prioritize the disease that kills hardly anyone, while all of these other diseases that kill significant percentages of people that get them, you just let them pass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a genocide event. We've been telling you this is a population control event. It is not a coinkydink that the global fertility rates have been falling to the point where they're now plummeting, even worse than they were before. People that are going to survive this, if we can't beat them, let's outbreed them. I know that was it Michael Brendan Doherty or Ross Douth that laughed at that can't be a solution. After the corona doom, that can absolutely be a solution, a demographic solution. It takes a generation, but it'll work. And then there's more in the story. A final subheadline is lockdown suppressed COVID, but may lead to other problems. You think? The UK is also suffering because of a lack of immunity. While lockdown, social distancing, isolation, and masks supposedly kept the doom down, it also prevented other diseases from circulating. You were told by this. Every honest doctor or epidemiologist told you idiots this. There's never been a lockdown in the history of the human race that remotely resembles what's still going on. And then they give some more statistics here. I'm not going to bore you with the details of this. It's getting bad, and it's a self-inflicted wound that I believe was intentionally inflicted. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com, asking you to consider making a contribution this hour by going to crusadechannel.com/chat in the chat room. You can make one there, or you can go to the web store, shop.mikechurch.com, and there is a crowdfunding page there to bypass the PayPal or the Rumble Talk surcharge. There is a goal there for that campaign, which ends on October the 15th. It's a serious goal. It's not to be laughed at or taken lightly. So if you enjoy what you hear on the Crusade Channel and you're out there skating on a free preview, It's not free. You need to either become a member, crusadechannel.com/go, or go to one of those sites I mentioned, shop.mikechurch.com or crusadechannel.com/donate, and make a contribution today. And thank you in advance. I want to play some audio now. Let's start at the top, Mrs. O'Connell. We got so much to get to here today. By the way, where'd you get this ad with your DNA will be your data? Twitter. Did somebody send that out as a warning? I didn't mention this earlier, and I'm going to forget about it, but I don't know it now. But congratulations to the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Hey, I played golf my entire life since I was 13 years old. It was the doom that killed the golfing for me, and I just haven't gotten back into it. Someday I will. Bunch of young guys. They finally jettisoned the over-the-hill Ryder Cup teams that can barely walk the course in their agedness for a bunch of young guys. And they didn't just beat the Europeans. They clobbered the Europeans. So congrats to the Ryder Cup team. Play Digital Media Found Number One. This is a friend of the Mike Church Shows and the Crusade Channel, Dr. Ryan Cole. Dr. Cole is the one who gives us the expression or the exhortation to stop saying it's flu season. It's not flu season. It's vitamin D deficiency season. If you live above 43 degrees latitude, you now have less than 10 days to beef up and use the sun and get serum vitamin D. I think it's 10 or 11 days, you will not be able to get it. You can go naked and stand in the sun all day long and you won't get any vitamin D because the sun is now falling below the equator. The equinox has already happened. And the lower it gets, its azimuth gets above the eastern or western horizons, the less penetration the important UVB light is. And above the 43rd parallel, you don't get any. You can't make vitamin D. You need to get out and take advantage of the 10 days you have remaining. Go pick some, go take a walk this afternoon. Husbands and wives, make sure you got short sleeves on and your arms are as exposed as can be, because you only got 10 days left to do this, and then you better go to a place like Puritan's Pride or somewhere, and I'm not endorsing Puritan's Pride, but you're going to need vitamin D3 supplements. We don't want to be in the boat the corona doom jabbers are in, because they all think they're immune. They're just running around with their stupid masks on, depriving their immune system of every chance that they have to get ready for vitamin D deficiency syndrome. They're the ones that are going to get sick. We know better. Zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, like your life depends on it, because it does. Take it seriously. All right, here's Dr. Ryan Cole on the high wire with Dale Bigtree last Thursday with some shocking news about what he has seen in his practice in Idaho.
Now, very importantly, and this goes to that question of all these anecdotes that we're hearing from different oncologists around the country and the world, literally, I got a very interesting note.